Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely see a favorable mix of weather as we move forward through the next full week, but there's still concern about the lack of sunshine and dry weather in the upper parts of the Midwest, and this will continue for a while. Temperatures across the Midwest are going to be quite chilly over the next few days. We'll see highs often in the 50s and lower 60s. Well below average, normal for this time of the year should be upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest, with lows at night running mostly 40s and 50s. Well, we aren't going to see lows that warm for a while. We'll actually see some of the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and parts of the central plains with low temperatures that will run mostly in the 30s and a few upper 20s. This morning, frost and freezes occurred from the northern plains down into the part of the west central plains, and some damage might have occurred in some of the winter wheat production areas in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. However, the damage should have been to mostly leaf mass and rather not to any of the production potential for this year. Another cold night will occur tonight in most of these very same areas, with frost and possible freezes occurring all the way down to the Texas Panhandle, and we could see a little bit of injury to crops down that way as well. Meanwhile, back in the Midwest, we will see our flavors of coolness as well, but not nearly as significant as that. But we will see temperatures cool enough that slow drying rates will occur across the region. Additional rain and thunderstorms are expected to occur today and tomorrow across the eastern Midwest. The precipitation will be significant enough to delay field work. Yesterday was another dry day, though, in western and southern parts of Ohio, as well as Indiana and Kentucky. And the change towards wetter conditions today will probably be good for the crop that's already been put into the ground, and the moisture will be helpful in assuring the best possible emergence and establishment. In the upper Midwest, we'll see a few days of drying for a little bit, but we do expect rain to develop along a warm front that will push through the region later this weekend into the early part of next week. That warm front will actually have its roots across the central plains and the west central portions of the Corn Belt over the next few days. This will include the areas coming out of Colorado and Nebraska into parts of northern and central Kansas, maybe as far south as northern parts of Oklahoma, but I don't think it'll reach quite that far to the south. That little trough of low pressure will eventually become our warm front and will lift to the northeast over the late weekend into the weekend. As it does, we'll see thunderstorms firing up across the areas near and north of the frontal boundary, and that means that the upper Midwest will be involved with rain again as we finish out the week and move into the weekend. Once the warm front is passed, unfortunately there's a cool front that comes along right after it, so there was likely to be some additional precipitation across parts of the upper Midwest, which certainly will not go over well for the planting that's left to be completed. The cooler air that comes with that particular frontal boundary will not be nearly as intensive as the coolness we've got out there right now and will continue this week, but we will see a slight cooler bias, and that will continue to keep crop development a little sluggish across parts of the region. Now, there will still be some hot weather today in the southeastern United States, also in the eastern Midwest. Temperatures in the 80s will occur in these areas, but temperatures tomorrow will be notably cooler, with readings only in the 60s and some 70s. We will expect to see another chance for rain after that warm front takes place during the latter part of next week. The precipitation that occurs across the Midwest at that time should be relatively well distributed, and it will also occur in such a manner that there will be some benefits to many crops across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.